Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
I guess it's time to get high.
It's time to get high.
It's time to get high.
I said it's time to get high.
It's time to get high.
I said it's time to get high.
It's time to get high.
Yeah.
It's time to get high.
720 WGN. Ken Smith with you until 11 a.m. 11 a.m.? Wow. I better drink some Red Bull. 11 p.m. and then Nick DiGilio comes in here. It is time to get high. Recreational marijuana now legal in the state of Illinois as of today. And with us right now is the owner and CEO of Green Gate Chicago on the north side in Rogers Park, Bob Kingsley. Welcome to 720 WGN.
Thank you, Ken, very much.
And you were actually closed today.
Yes, we were. We were the one of the 11 in Chicago that does distribute medical cannabis, but only one that still does not have a license, which should be coming forthcoming maybe in the next 24 to 40
So just
hours.
Because you have a license for medical to sell medical marijuana doesn't mean that you can automatically sell recreational marijuana.
Exactly. The 55 owners of the...
Get a little bit closer to that.
The 55 owners of the dispensaries that are medical now can apply to become recreational as well, which we have done 3.5 weeks ago. I'm just waiting for our response from the state, which should be forthcoming any day now.
Okay, very good. Very good. So, boy, there's so many questions I have to ask you.
It's a historic day in Chicago, in America. It's been a celebration of really prohibition being stopped here, and it's been the greatest experiment of our known kind in our generation. I feel right now the ability to get this very, very herbal drug has been fabulous. I mean, the response from the medical community has been incredible. I hope it leads to more testing for the product, but it's also a way to get high. It's a safer way to get high. And then, I'm not kidding anybody. We're going to have lines out the door shortly. I just want people to, the medical patients to transfer in because we have no lines right now.
Right.
And the other patients that'll in a couple of days we'll be able to sell it. And we're the only ones that are fully stocked right now, actually. They pretty much wiped out most of the supply around the state, to be honest with you.
If you have any question about marijuana in general or the legalization of marijuana or anything like that, please give us a call, 312-981-7200, call or text. I assume you and your other dispensary brothers, quite a little fraternity there. Have you been able to talk to some of these other owners around the city? And dare I ask, what's the buzz?
Well, the buzz has been very, 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 very positive. Yes, there are a lot of
entendres
involved in this business. But I've had owners call me and tell me that they've done $500,000 of business by the time, by 2 p.m. And that was half the day.
Oh!
It's phenomenal. It's been an outpouring of, I imagine, love, experimental. It's everything. It's anybody who ever wanted to buy something that was illegal for so many years can now come and just, I was going to bring some samples to you gentlemen, but I thought better of it.
Oh, well.
That's
right. You actually could have done that. Well, yes, but I couldn't smoke it here.
Well,
correct?
But I could.
Oh, but you could.
You could. This is a private area. Yeah, you can't. Private.
We'll see how the people at WGN feel about that.
They're not going to be happy.
No, they would not be happy. You said earlier that there are a lot of places in the state that have kind of been wiped out. One of the things that people were worried about is that there would indeed be a shortage because, correct me if I'm wrong, the marijuana sold in Illinois is grown in Illinois, correct?
only marijuana that is grown in Illinois can be sold in Illinois legally.
Okay, so they can't ship it in from
Oregon or California.
Okay. So just based upon that, you would think that, yes, there might end up being some type of a shortage. You're saying that some dispensaries ended up getting wiped out today.
Yes.
What about those people who have a medical marijuana card and they have some type of disease or ailment and they need to get some of that product? Are they going to be left out in the cold now?
Best question of 2020, Ken. They are not going to be left out in the cold. The people with the medical cards have to be treated first. So if I have a certain amount of inventory left over, I have to devote that only to medical patients. We have a huge vault now, and we separate the recreational from the medical. So I always keep a supply of medical for my patients, and then the other stuff can be sold to recreationally.
Okay, so if you have a medical marijuana card, you don't have anything to worry about.
Well,
your local dispensary
could run out.
Probably won't be out of product.
But you don't, you know, I hate to say this, but at our place, you don't have to wait. And who wants to wait 4 to 6 hours to get a pre-roll?
Right, exactly.
I mean, I'm being honest. I mean, some people did today. It was very exciting. It was a day off for everybody. It was a cool day. It was a historic day. But having said that, when reality kicks in tomorrow, which is Thursday, which is our first business day of the year, people are going to realize, I don't want to sit stand online for 4 hours.
Right.
So they're going to choose wisely, and we know they're going to choose us too, but we're going to also eventually sell recreational very shortly.
720 WGN, I'm here with Bob Kingsley from Green Gate, Chicago. Where are you located, by the way?
We're 7305 North Rogers Avenue. It's in the north part of the city between, it's on Rogers between Toohey and Clark Street.
And was asking people if they had any questions to ask regarding the legalization of marijuana. Give us a call, 312-981-7200. Lulu is calling from Fox River Grove. How you doing, Lulu? Welcome to 720 WGN.
I'm doing very well, and I was wondering if the gentleman can give an idea of what the cost of the marijuana is.
Okay, here's the thing that I find most interesting. Thank you very much, Lulu. The thing that I find most interesting, you know, you turn 21 and you go get a drink. Whether or not you want to or not, you just do it because you can, right?
Correct.
So I figure there are going to be a lot of people out there who are going to try and go and purchase some marijuana just because they can.
Exactly.
So I would love for you to talk about the process a little bit, and the cost has something to do with that. David Jennings has been talking about it in the newsroom all afternoon, and he's been talking about, well, you can buy, like, how many grams? You can buy 30 grams or something?
You can buy up to 30 grams.
Okay. I have no idea how much 30 grams worth of...
Just over an ounce.
Over, which is...
28 grams is an ounce.
Okay.
So when you bought it on the street in the old days, you buy an ounce.
Okay.
That was 28 grams.
That was 28 grams.
Right. So this is two more grams, but it's the same thing. It's about an ounce of marijuana you can possess it at any one time. You can't buy that at stores today. There's a limitation on what you can buy. At our place, you can buy up to four, which is a half an ounce, which is the legal limit for an out-of-state person, which is 50% of an Illinois resident.
Okay.
But
As far as recreational goes. Are there differences between what you're able to get recreationally or medically?
There will be.
Okay.
And there is right now, especially, because we have to keep certain specific strains for medicinal use only. I mean, obviously the people that are coming in for recreational use are going to usually want to get a head high. And a body high as well, but we have both in the store. We're going to be selling them both of those, but not the same strains that we might be selling to the medical patients.
Okay.
The costs are relatively the same, except there's a tremendous benefit in getting a card now.
Okay, so let's say, and I know that in the recent year or so, they have relaxed, I don't know if relaxed is the word, but there are more ailments that qualify you for a
correct
for a medical marijuana card. So if you want to get a medical marijuana card, how do you go about doing that? What's the cost?
It's a fairly simple situation. You have to get a doctor to certify that you have one of those, I think it's up to 54 different diseases, and chronic pain is amongst them. And being the old guy in the industry, I have chronic pain.
Chronic pain?
Chronic pain.
In air quotes.
In air quotes. Yes. If you have chronic pain. But I mean, there are also very legitimate
You go to your primary care physician
primary care physician. There are physicians that are set up around the state that also do it as their livelihood, just to certify patients, have very, very big businesses.
Okay.
And you can go to see them, and they cost anywhere from $200 to $300 approximately for one quick visit.
To see that doctor.
To see that doctor, so he would certify you. Now, if you go to your own personal doctor, he knows your condition. He'll probably sign off for you as well at a reduced price of zero. Then the state would ask you if you want to buy a card for a year, 2 years, or 3 years, being $100, $200, or $250 for the total cost. That's it. If you come into, let's say, our dispensary or any dispensary, they will all help you with the process to get a medical cannabis card. You will save so much money in taxes. I know that the legislators don't want me to say this right now, but they made such a tremendous push for people to go medical to get better quality stuff, to get more quality stuff, and to have it cheaper. I mean, the taxes are anywhere from 10 to 35%. So we're selling
for recreational?
For recreation. We sell a $60.
That sounds like Illinois, all right.
Yeah. any way they can get their hooks into us.
Yeah,
they do. But they need the money. They need the money.
Right.
We have to pay off all the mistakes of our prior legislators.
So if you end up getting it, so let's get this straight. So you can go into a dispensary and buy marijuana legally, recreationally.
Correct.
But if you have a medical marijuana card, you can get more.
You get more. You get preferred.
You get preferred product or preferred?
Let's say we have six POS systems. Two of them are medical only. The other four are both.
Okay.
So anybody who comes in with a medical card will be treated first.
Okay.
That's automatic in our place, for sure. And then you just come through, and then, I mean, a $60 eighth is going to end up costing you $72 to $74. We'll multiply that out by coming in once a week for an eighth, and you got your everything paid for. And I don't understand why people don't see this, except people are lazy, people don't want to do it, people just think it's waiting. I mean, people were waiting for months for this to come about. And yes, it did, but now you're waiting 6 hours in line to get two pre-rolls. It's nuts. Or get some gummies or get some other stuff. And we're not promoting that. We're promoting good quality medicine at good quality pricing, at good quality area. And it's a very different thing that the state has set up. They set it up very quickly. They wanted to get us through, and we'll be okay. There'll be a shortage for the first couple of weeks here. After that, I think things will settle in. It might take a month or two, but some of the cultivators are building such big, big facilities now that they're going from 30,000 square feet to 200,000 square feet.
Wow.
So that's going to make a tremendous difference in the growing around the state.
Bob Kingsley is our guest. He is from Green Gate, Chicago, in Rogers Park. When we come back, I want to ask you specifically about the process of going in and buying cannabis, going and walking into a dispensary and buying some cannabis. And if you have a question for Bob, call us, text 312-981-7200. Anything you wanted to know about the legalization of marijuana and were afraid to ask continues next on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Ken Smith with you for another 12 minutes or so. Here with Bob Kingsley from Green Gate, Chicago. The dispensary is in Rogers Park, 7305 North Rogers Avenue. Thanks for coming in on what must have been a very busy day for you.
Crazy, historic, unbelievable. tremendous vibes around the city. It's been just a great day.
People are texting 312-981-7200. They go, specifically, tell us about the cost. So I know that it's not, you can't really give one simple answer, but if you're going in to buy like a pre-rolled joint, for example, what's that going to run somebody?
A pre-rolled joint's going to run between $8 and $18, depending upon the strain, depending upon how good the quality is, depending upon everything, plus tax.
Okay.
So a $14 item becomes an $18 item.
What if you go in and you're going to buy some infused gummies. Or chocolate or something, yeah.
You can buy up to 500 THC milligrams of edibles.
At one time.
That's the maximum you're allowed to have. Now, would we sell you 500? Probably not. We'd probably sell you 250.
Okay.
Right now, just to keep the blinds moving, keep people coming, keep your inventory up. I mean, we've almost gone 1.5 times the inventory size in the last month. We've raised our inventory in anticipation of this.
And something else that's interesting that maybe not a lot of people know is it's cash only.
It is fully cash.
And why is it cash only?
Because it's illegal for the federal government. The banking system has not caught up because it's still a Schedule I. I have just been turned down by my third bank, and I'm working on a fourth bank now. That's how bad the banking situation in Illinois is. Now, everyone eventually...
Well, you're
going
to have to do like the sports bettors have done for all these years and go to the Cayman Islands and get a bank from there.
We're not going to do that, but we'll find a credit union or somebody who wants
to take that
a little bit, you know.
And why wouldn't they want to take that risk? Because they'd be printing money.
Well, we have an ATM in the shop, so anybody can get as much money as they need to cover the cost of the purchase. But I think I'm going to need another ATM. I mean, that's how busy it's been looking on TV and watching and calling people and speaking to people today. It's been that busy. We can only allow about 25 people in at one time. When we go recreational, which hopefully will be Thursday or Friday, I anticipate Friday. Having said that, it's just everyone wants to know about the costs.
So just plain and simple, I'm one of those people, like, I'm like the 21-year-old that just went to the bar for the first time. It's legal. I can buy it because I want to. I'm going to come to Green Gate, Chicago, and buy some weed. How much money should I bring with me?
You know, I would say for certain the first time you're going to go in, if you're a 21-year-old kid, if you can put together $100, you're doing great. And you can get a lot of nice things for $100 at our store.
Okay.
And at many of the stores around the city. So that's not a problem. The cost is not prohibitive. You can get an eighth for anywhere. We sell pre-rolls for $35 for 5 pre-rolls. How good is that? That's $7 a joint. It's an amazing cheap relative cost for the people to come in. Now they're 35 and they go up to 70. So there's a range there.
Would you ever have thought that you'd turn on WGN one day and you'd hear somebody talking about how you can buy pre-rolled joints for $35? Boy, 2020, these kids today. Let's go to Wendy and Elgin. Wendy, you have a question for Bob Kingsley of Green Gate Chicago. Wendy, welcome to 720 WGN.
Thanks for taking my call. I have a question about the testing. If it's legal and you're not using on the job and you have either a random or pre-employment testing, how is that going to affect things?
Okay, so how will this, now that it's legal in the state, thank you, Wendy, now that it's legal in the state of Illinois, how does that affect people that have jobs where maybe they could end up getting tested for marijuana?
Wendy,
I know the company my wife works for, they don't even ask you if you smoke marijuana anymore when you go to apply for their job.
When you apply for our place, we make sure you fail your test.
Right.
I'll leave it at that.
Right.
But simply, it's up to the employer. If the employer doesn't want you to smoke, best not smoke if you want to keep your job.
So it's going to be company by company.
It'll be company by company policy, but we cannot enforce it in any way that you can come to work high. I mean, it's just not something that we talk about. And I have a rule myself personally that after 4 p.m., maybe I can.
Okay, very good. Let's go to Eloisa in Chicago. Eloisa, welcome to 720 WGN. You have a question about marijuana?
Yes, I was just interested in how easy it is to get your medical cannabis, since it would be beneficial rather than being recreational. Do you guys offer that services at Greengate?
Okay. As a matter of fact, we do. You can come in and see our wonderful woman named Tiny, who runs our outreach program.
She's a big girl, isn't she?
She is.
She's a big girl. They don't give you the nickname of Tiny unless you're big. I'm just saying, actually, as a big guy,
she is 65 pounds, 4'9".
So she really is tiny.
She is tiny. She just got married. She's a wonderful lady. She helps all of our patients. She's helped grow us from 600 patients to almost 1,000 patients. I anticipate that going over 1,000 any day now.
So how long does it take?
The process is literally one day. If you're willing to go to the doctor.
It takes one day to get your card.
You go to the doctor, get it certified, come in to see Tiny. She'll take your stuff. She'll send it into the state for you. She'll get your picture taken, send in the money. Done deal. One day later, you get a letter, or you'll get it printed off of your computer. You can bring it into us, and then about two to four weeks later, we receive the actual card. But the letter has your QP number, which is qualifying patient.
Okay, so it's like it's like in the old days where you would get pulled over and they take your driver's license and you drive on a ticket.
Right. Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. Yes. Okay, so we've got about 3 minutes left.
Thank God.
Quickly, what's the process? So I go into the dispensary, and now what happens?
I go
in to buy recreational marijuana.
You'll walk in, you'll check in at our desk.
Okay.
We have a security desk there. They'll just check to make sure that your license is valid.
Driver's license or state ID. You show your driver's license or state ID or passport.
Something like that.
Okay.
Make sure it's valid, that you're not under 21 and it's a normal license. We'll ask if you want us to retain your information. If you say no, we don't touch your information. If you want to be part of our mailing group, we put you onto our mailing group. Having said all that, you'll get a number. You'll come into our store where we have up to 25 people at a time. We have 6 POS systems, plenty of room. We'll have display cases and places for people to sit. We actually feed everybody with Tootsie Rolls, Dum Dums, and chips.
Oh, well, they had me.
What's a stoner want?
Exactly. So
I should go donuts.
You'll talk people through the process.
Exactly.
I've only got a couple of minutes left.
Real quickly.
Yeah.
Our bud tenders are the finest in the state.
Bud tenders.
Bud tenders, yes.
This bud's for you.
This bud's for all of us. and they will give you some of the greatest information that's on the street today.
Can you travel with it?
You can try to travel with it. I don't recommend traveling with it. It is legal in Illinois and you can possess it, but maybe the state you're going to, you cannot. So I want you to be very aware of those situations. If you're driving, you're taking a chance driving through Wisconsin or Iowa or Indiana or any of those states that are just not legalized in.
Can you? Richard is calling in. I'm afraid I don't have time to bring you up, Richard, but he has a question. Can you grow your own plants?
Only if you're a medical marijuana cardholder. You can grow up to 5 plants yourself at your own home.
And where would you get the seeds from that?
Well, you'll have to beg a nice owner.
Gotcha.
Or someone else, but we'll take care of you.
And finally, what advice would you give to that first-time user?
Well, clearly on gummies, I would tell you to take half as much as you normally would think you can take.
That's like the rule of edibles, right?
Right. The rule
of
edibles, do half.
Do a half.
Because
yeah.
There's always time to do more.
I mean, I'd heard that's the rule.
Well, yeah. I could tell you that that's a true statement. As I tell most of the people in my place, I've been smoking longer than they've been alive.
So take it slow if you end up doing, because probably a lot of people are going to go that route and go, oh, well, I'll try the chocolate bar. I'll try the gummy bear or whatever.
100 milligrams.
Do a half. Do a quarter.
Do a little bit. Start with a 10 milligram and a 20 and go from there.
And how long will it take before it hits you?
Usually edibles take between 20 and 40 minutes.
Okay.
Some of the really good ones take maybe 20 to 25 minutes, but some are efficacious in weird ways and can hit you an hour or two later. So it varies.
Bob Kingsley from Greengate, Chicago. Where are you located again?
7305 North Rogers Avenue between Toohey and Clark Street on, between Roger, Ridge and Clark Street on Rogers.
In Rogers Park. Do you want to give the phone number out?
Sure. The phone rang off the hook today, 773-516-4007. We'll be open 11. We're open 11 to 7 every single day of the week.
Bob, thank you so much for giving us a little tutorial on legalizing marijuana in the state of Illinois.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And thanks to everyone for joining us today. Thanks to Bob. Thanks to Sam Panayanovich from the Rose Bowl, Kevin Gauthier from Fantasy Football Jibber Jabber, Johnny Vincent, Seth Zurer, the creator of Bacon Fest and Da Best Fest. You've got tickets on sale now for that. The Dandy Crown, Sire Simon, and Chef Eric Williams from Virtue. Thank you so much for coming in and spending some of your New Year's Day with us. Thank you for listening. Nick DiGilio is next. I'm Ken Smith, and this is 720 WGN.